Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the. Sunday, the 7th day of August, 2011, and we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to have open phones on the transmission in the second half of the first hour, the entire second hour today. Let me first go over all of the incredibly important news, and I do want to open the phones up. On a spectrum of topics, and we don't screen your calls, but I hope that you, when I do give the number out, that you will call in and at least give me your view on the topics that I'm raising, and then if you want to segue or digress into something else, that would be great. But I do want to really focus in, obviously, on the big downgrade of the U.S. currency and the U.S. economy by the private megabanks that have been spending decades positioning our country for financial collapse and consolidation. And, of course, I told you, our expert guest told you, that as soon as they got their debt deal done, that they would then announce new rounds of economic implosion, and that the Super Congress, you watch in the fall, will call for a new round of banker bailouts, which is your tax money being given to the bankers. And for the bankers being given your money, you then pay them interest on the money you give them. You heard me right, and that's what's happened with the tens of trillions of dollars in the last 3 years. We're going to be going over all of that today. U.S. downgrade, alarm, bell, Chinese media reporting, world leaders race to head off fresh market turmoil. They're worried about a total collapse in markets tomorrow. That's French news agency. Dollar to be discarded by world. CNBC. See, the globalists have to destroy the United States to build their world government. After we empower it with our military and our taxes, they're done with us. That's what Homeland Security's for, to make sure that we are destroyed and never rise again as the domestic globalist straitjacket system, similar to what the bankers have put in other third world countries. Tel Aviv stocks fall 7% on U.S. debt downgrade. They're already open for trading. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade. I told you in the last month, and I told you Friday, that was going to happen. And this is out of AP. And anyone who doesn't basically call for the Federal Reserve to be our supreme ruler, it's your fault, not the Federal Reserve. Not the derivatives brokers, not Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. It's your fault. And that's why I've warned people that we've got to get the word out about who's going to be behind this depression so that when it happens, the culprits don't run around grandstanding as saviors. But it's on. Geithner is to remain as Treasury Secretary, and we've got a clip coming up where just a few months ago he said there's no way we're going to lose our AAA rating. It was always planned to do that once they got the Super Congress in place. They've had many debt increases. This was all about a spectacle to get the idea of default and collapse in our minds and to make the American people think that it's our fault this is going to happen and to sell us that it's our fault instead of those that created the 1.5 plus quadrillion. Dollar to drop and S&P move. Safe haven demand seen. Here's another one. China calls for international oversight of the U.S. dollar, which is really the end of U.S. sovereignty or gunboat diplomacy against our nation, suggests single global currency to replace it, exactly what the Rockefellers and others have been positioning and pushing and promoting an end to the Constitution being the answer to all our problems and all the big magazines and newspapers the last few months, promoting the last 2 years a bank of the world that you pay your VAT and carbon taxes to. We've got that news. We've got a report out of Zero Hedge up on Prison Planet. .com right now that breaks down the fact that world leaders are moving to try to slow the implosion. Again, it's designed to implode, but they want it incrementally. G7 preparing statement to support dollar, EU, in fact, everything that would otherwise collapse tomorrow before Asia open. Stay with us. We'll get into the Navy SEAL situation as well.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, my friends, the 7th day of August, 2011. We're going to get into the S&P downgrade of the U.S. dollar and U.S. treasuries. We're going to look at the supposed death of 20-plus Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6, something we predicted here in InfoWars. Ireland also predicted. We have that video up on InfoWars.com. You know, if the official bin Laden killing story is a fraud, and it's been proven to be a fraud, a lie, then we have to look at this mysterious event, and I'll tell you why I believe it stinks to high heaven coming up. We've got a lot of other important news. Also, the El Paso Times and others are reporting that in federal court, documents have been filed basically proving that the federal government was allowing cocaine to be shipped into the United States while shipping guns to drug cartels that they were arming to knock out the other drug cartels who were not laundering their money through major U.S. banks like Wells Fargo and Wachovia, who are on record now, a year ago, admitting that they laundered $376 billion in a two-and-a-half-year period and also ran the drug aircraft. So that's a big story. We'll be breaking down the $500 billion a year industry that the mainstream media tells you the government and big banks aren't involved in. If you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, then you don't believe Bugs Bunny is a rabbit or that Roger Staubach played for the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, now, stopping right there. This is a designed, controlled implosion of our economy. And I am on record telling you over and over again the last month that as soon as they got the, quote, the debt ceiling raised, that they were going to go ahead and announce the acceleration of the U.S. losing its AAA credit rating and what that means. They have the new super Congress in place that on spending bills and on taxing bills, which is basically the real power of the purse, and on cut bills, bills that cut, that now there's no filibusters, there's no amendments, the bills can't start from individual members of the House or Senate. Now they will come out of this 12-member board with the president as the 13th, so the Council of 13. And it's now being admitted that it's undemocratic, it's unconstitutional. But again, they need that power as the United States is bankrupted and financially conquered through fraud. So that's coming up. Now, remember, Geithner said two months ago, and this is up on InfoWars.com, on Fox Business and other channels, he said that the dollar would not be devalued. He said that the U.S. would not lose its AAA credit rating, when according to every financial expert out there, the U.S. has not had a AAA credit rating for many, many years. Neither do any of the other major currencies, except for the Swiss franc. They're all being devalued by G20 concerted devaluation, and we'll break down why that's so important. But the bottom is now falling out. We've been in a depression for 3 years, sliding into a deeper one. They've been covering it up while the bankers hogged almost all the stimulus and bailout money for themselves and took it offshore where it's tax-free. As you know, most of the Fortune 100 pays zero taxes. They take the money offshore. But let's go ahead and play a clip of Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, on Fox Business just a few months ago, saying that there would be no downgrade of the credit rating. Here it is.
All right, Connell, thank you. Mrs. Secretary, thanks for joining Fox Business.
Good to see you, Peter.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk. Again, if you listen carefully now, you see the leadership of the United States of America, the president, the Republican leadership in both houses, and the Democrats recognizing now that this is the right thing to do for the economy, that we have to put in place now reforms that bring down our long-term deficits in ways that will help strengthen future growth. And that's incredibly important recognition by people, and we'd like to put some in place as soon as we can so we can begin that process.
Okay. Now, you can watch the full 7-minute clip at InfoWars.com right now. It's titled Flashback. Geithner said U.S. would not lose AAA rating after debt limit hike. Now, you have to understand that we have been signed on under the October 3rd, 2008, quote, banker bailout law. We have been signed on to $640+ trillion of the $1.5 quadrillion and growing derivatives, fraud, debt instrument scam, Ponzi garbage. And that it is impossible for the American people to pay $600+ trillion or to pay $40 trillion or to pay $10 trillion. Okay, now you hear about our current debt is $14.5 trillion. Why then are we being told that we're insolvent and bankrupt? Because we have been signed on, and so has Europe and every other major industrialized country, by our leaders who've been bought and paid for by the big six banks, we have been signed on to that debt. And so, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury, has said, as Dr. Webster Tarpley, economist, has stated, as all of these expert guests and my own research, it's just common sense, have stated, that entire debt limit increase was a dog and pony show. The Republicans came forward with very small cuts, $2.5 trillion over 10 years, give me a break. The Democrats came in with $1.5 trillion in cuts, most of which didn't start till next year and then over 10 years. It's total smoke and mirrors. It has nothing to do with reality. So why did they hype up the debt limit increase, something they've done dozens and dozens, like 30-something times in the last two decades? Why are they making such a big deal out of it? Well, it wasn't about the actual little debt increase. It was about what was in that agreement. Huge tax increases on the middle class. No real cuts to corporate welfare and defense spending and things like that. And it gives this board of 12 members, 6 House, 6 Senate, with the president as the 13th veto power, that's a council of 13, couldn't get any more creepy or cryptic, that they now have the power to originate the legislation, and they bring it to the House and Senate, and there is either a up-down vote. And then it goes on to state, this is law now, it goes on to state that if they don't take the offer they're given by the council of 13, that then it, quote, reverts to whatever the Council of 13 have set up. So that's do what we say or we'll do what we want. It is incredible authoritarianism. And as the Associated Press and Huffington Post and New American and Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano have all stated, it is a new branch of government. And it is exactly what started happening in the decline of Rome, where a select inner coterie of senators teamed up with the Caesars to basically frustrate the will of the rest of the people. And the Republic is dying, not with a bang, but with a whimper. So we're in deep trouble. Because now, as we predicted, not hard to do, just like 3 years ago, you give them tens of trillions of dollars. They won't tell Congress where the money went, the big six banks. And then within months, oh, it didn't fix things. We need more. Oh, it didn't fix things. We need more. In Europe, in Ireland, in Greece, in Spain, in Portugal, in Italy, give us trillions more. You give them trillions more of your tax money. They don't pay off the derivatives debts that the public is signed on to, so the economy doesn't, quote, fold because they're too big to fail. And now they're going into their third round of bailouts in Europe. Our second round here. This is how they do it. This is how they hold you hostage and play on the public's lack of knowledge about how international finance and how fiat currencies and how counterfeit derivative financial instruments operate. And as, again, as I predicted, this was not hard to see. The Associated Press, Reuters, the Sunday news shows today, everywhere are saying the Tea Party caused the debt downgrade. The Tea Party, the people that wanted to audit the Federal Reserve, the people that wanted to get Congress back in control of the purse, the people that want the Constitution and the Second Amendment. I'm not saying the Tea Party, mainline Tea Party, are perfect. They're pretty much Republican taken over. But the point is that the Republican compromise is $2.5 trillion in cuts over 10 years. That has nothing to do with this. We're losing our debt downgrade because S&P and Moody's and others are a revolving door of operatives and corporate officers out of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, Citibank, Bank of America, the Big Six. But here is the headline, and we told you this was coming. White House advisor blames Tea Party for downgrade.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into the mysterious shootdown with at least 20 members of SEAL Team 6 killed. Coming up, we've also got other news like Google blames human for robot car crash, but all of the human witnesses are saying that what Google says isn't true. That's right, there's already Google cars driving around without people in them. It'll totally replace truck drivers, you name it, soon, and they'll show statistics that it's safer and then make you be driven around by the robotic system. That's all part of the dehumanization coming up. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, earlier, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we stream the radio show also over the web in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. You saw up on screen, we popped Fox News up there for a moment, showing huge fires, burning cars, you name it, in London. And that's after police reportedly shot a unarmed 29-year-old man, and they've been rioting now for 2 days there. I saw another report. I mean, I see these all the time. This was from earlier in the week. Street vendor beaten to death. Riot rocks Chinese city. And every few days they attack and burn down police stations in China. They have thousands of riots a year. Now here's my question. What makes Americans different than Brits, who are normally pretty docile, you know, pretty gentlemanly? Hence, you know, the Brits are gentlemen. I guess there's that stereotype or slash soccer hooligans, whichever one you want to pick up on. But all the time we see people shot and killed or beaten to death by police in the U.S., and the police then don't even get in trouble when it's on video. And I keep getting calls about this and comments saying, cover it, even though I probably covered this 15 times. But it does show folks are outraged by it, and now police have spoken out. Behind the scenes, and this has been covered by KFI and other stations out in L.A., that they've seen the surveillance footage that the police won't release, both from the squad car and a city camera, reportedly where the city controller, camera controller zoomed in on it, where they beat the guy that didn't resist, tasered him 6 times, and beat the butts of their guns into his head until he died. Well, he died a day later, and they were reportedly doing knee drops into his head over and over again. The nonviolent homeless person. And, hey, they needed to, you know, let off some steam. That's what they said about Abu Ghraib. I got a clip of Limbaugh saying Abu Ghraib is letting off some steam. And so that's the new America. I mean, and people, by the way, his dad is a retired police officer and says he's very ashamed of ever being associated with the police department because he's so shocked that they won't even release the tape. Nobody's in trouble, what, 2-3 weeks into this, and even though people are now leaking the fact that it is just brutal. He just lays there, blood is running out, and they just, like children that think they're playing WWF wrestling, just start knee-dropping into his neck, blood shooting out. Reportedly, blood was splattering up to 10 feet away on police officers' faces. That only seemed to... But I actually support this, because I'm not anti-law enforcement, and I think that... They need to let off some steam. Of course, I'm being sickeningly sarcastic and illustrating absurdity by being absurd. The point is that we have a lot of good police in this country, but we also have a lot of really bad police forces where thugs run them and where they can get away with bloody murder. And it's called tyranny, just like we know there's tyranny in Mexico or North Korea. And we know that when you live in a tyranny, the tyranny is personified by the uniform. Once guardians of the Republic, now guardians of the New World Order in many, many cases. So there I am covering that case again of Kelly Thomas, 37. No weapons on him, no nothing. And that's just the end of it. And it was all witnessed by people that also saw it. And there's grainy footage shot from somebody's cell phone about 60 feet away. And He begs for his dad for a while until he succumbs to gurgling blood. He's screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, help me," and they just keep laughing and tasering and then slaughter him hardcore. All right, well, there you go. And don't worry, the banks are going to slaughter your pension funds, police. You think you've been given all this power for no reason? I see the reports all over the country where in Texas, in small towns everywhere, the police even go on camera and admit it. They pull over old women, young people, they don't care. You got $500 in your wallet, they take it. You could even have the ATM receipt. They say, "We don't care, we're taking your cash." And they're so proud, they go on TV and admit it. And just like in New York, we have footage of police coming up to peaceful demonstrators and saying, "We're going to say your bag's a bomb and your camera's a gun. You're going to go to jail for terrorism. Leave. You're not allowed to protest." And they say, "But I even have the permit." And they say, "I don't care. I'm going to say you got a bomb and a gun." And they say, "Okay, I'm leaving." And the cops let them leave with that on tape. I mean, again, that is a felony to sit there and say, "I will call in a fake bomb threat. I will have you arrested." And then grab the camera and say, "This is a gun," while it's still running, and not even care that it's on tape. And then say, "Oh, you've agreed to go? Now leave." I mean, that is committing hardcore felonies right out in front of everyone. But see, criminals run America now at every major level. And so they want a criminal force, just like Stalin released the violent prisoners out of prison and made them his top lieutenants. And that's who government now looks for. I saw the footage of that raid on a public organic store that had been open for many years. They confiscated papayas, watermelons, raw milk cheese that, by the way, is sold at supermarkets all over Austin, the same brands, not even illegal. But they don't care. They'll show a jury an armed raid. The jury will say, "Well, you raided them with guns. That means they must be bad men." And the footage of the cops that we posted on Infowars.com and the Drudge Report linked to back on Wednesday, the police look like something out of central casting of gangbangers. All of them. Didn't matter if they were white, Hispanic, black. All of them look like what you would think of as a hardcore violent conflict. I mean, they looked evil. Their eyes looked vicious. They looked slimy. Their mannerism, their enjoyment. I mean, it's simple. I mean, you know, when somebody gives you the willies, these guys looked, these guys didn't look like Clark Kent or something, you know, that archetypal cop type. They didn't look like somebody like Sheriff Mack, who's competent, nice, and you get a friendly feeling from, but also, you know, comes off like a strong guy. No. They didn't look like a lawman. They looked like criminals. Like if these guys were walking down the street, because our cops don't look so criminal here in Austin, if these cops were walking down the street in Austin, Texas, at night, I bet cops would pull over and talk to them. I mean, they just reeked of I'm a slime bag. Their whole demeanor. And then there's the footage of them smashing the watermelons and the papayas and the and dumping the milk in the gutter. And then you can't have it all over the country. They're announcing, "We've got to have inspections of your home garden. You might be growing drugs. Guilty until proven innocent. You can't have a garden. You can't have one in your front yard. Well, there's no law, but we're going to arrest you. You can't have that tomato box." Now, the good news is in Oak Park, Michigan, everybody rebelled, and it's reported that thousands began planting gardens in their front yard, so they finally backed off. They were on record coming to arrest her for 93 days in jail. But this is the mindset of a control freak government that doesn't think it's the servants. It thinks it's the masters. Now, I haven't even gotten into the economy yet. But in the interest of time, I'm going to get more into what a downgrade means, where the bankers are going to lead us, how they're psychologically preparing us that it's our fault, that we're going to have a total depression if they continue on this course and consolidate and engage in what is known as austerity. As Obama says, his job now is to get us all to chip in, unless you're General Electric running his economic council that's exempt from taxes and their own carbon taxes. We'll be right back after this break. Toll free number to join us. We'll get to you when we come back.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensler for HardcoreChristianity.com.
the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Control room and look at the gauges of traffic. Visitors to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is surging near a record level right now. And of course, massive amounts of people listening to the free audio streams at Infowars.com, not just the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and satellite, of course. And I do the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. because there's so much news. I'm not going to just sit idle on the weekend. I work around the clock, but we also come in weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Adjust that for Mountain or Pacific. Now, I want to give the toll-free number out to talk about what's happening with our economy and to also then get into the whole SEAL Team 6 situation, the biggest one-day death of U.S. troops in the close to 10-year war. It'll be 10 years coming up in September. And, of course, we predicted that you would see the rest of SEAL Team 6 killed off. And we're going to be getting to some of those predictions here in a moment, and I'll break down exactly why we've been basically going that direction. And it's, of course, because the official story of the bin Laden killing is as phony as George Herbert Walker Bush's pledge, read my lips, no new taxes, or Obama saying he wouldn't hire any lobbyist, or Bill Clinton saying I didn't have sex with that woman, or Richard Nixon saying, I'm not a crook. The official story has been proven to be a fraud. We don't know exactly what happened with the whole bin Laden raid, but it's been admitted, every facet of it, to be a lie. And so we predicted that SEAL Team 6 would start going bye-bye. We're going to get to that in a moment and break down exactly why. And I know listeners are tuned in to find out my view on that, but I also want to discover your view. And so the toll-free number to join us, it's a different number on the Sunday show than the weekday show, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air. But first, just in case you just joined us, I want to play Geithner from 2 months ago on Fox Business saying that we would not lose our AAA rating. But he said we would lose it if we didn't up the debt limit. And then within one day, they'd spent most of the debt limit increase. One day, they'd already spent it, half of it. And then within 2 days, it was all gone. But this is the trap they get you in. So let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
All right, Connell, thank you. Mr. Secretary, thanks for joining Fox Business. Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk. Again, if you listen carefully now, you see the leadership of the United States of America, the president, the Republican leadership in both houses, and the Democrats recognizing now that this is the right thing for the economy, that we have to put in place now.
Yeah, they had all these other debt limit increases in the past, so how was this one different? Well, it was a bait and switch. It wasn't about the debt limit increase. Okay, that was pretty much a standard position. It's all the tax increases and things they want in there. But that itself pales in significance to the new legislative body that was created. Well, everybody's, we got to get a deal. We got to get a deal. Can't they get together? Can't they get something done? The founders actually said separation of powers is good. Gridlock is good. Because if they could ram things through, powerful men in history have a tendency of wanting to turn themselves into dictators. And even if the first generation doesn't do that, they amass more and more power into their hands until it always moves into a dictatorship. And now this country, on all things monetary, and Harry Reid's on record saying it affects all legislation, including guns. So the leader of the Senate says it affects everything, but the way I read it is strictly it only deals with spending, cutting, taxes. But that's pretty much the most powerful power right there alone. And so now a super Congress, six House, six Senate, and El Presidente, a total of 13, they bring forward bills. Not when you watch Schoolhouse Rock as a kid, that any member can introduce it and it's debated and there's amendments and there can be filibusters. No. Sure, for 200-plus years we've had that, but who needs that? In fact, for 200 years, the Congress had to authorize war. But who needs that, as Obama said 4 months ago? I've got the UN. Who needs Congress to pass carbon taxes? The ATF couldn't get them a couple months ago to pass new gun rules, gun laws, and so now they're just implementing them outside of law, and the NRA suing them over it. They just come in and say, you just do what we say, because guns are being shipped to Mexico, and the gun dealers say, but wait a minute, you're the one shipping them down there to blame the Second Amendment. They're like, we don't care we got caught. And it's coming out in federal court. The government's bringing in the cocaine. That's in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. I'll be getting to that later in the next hour if I have time. I covered it a lot on Friday and over the weekend. We have a lot of special reports up at Infowars.com. And I'm now, of course, doing Infowars special report, hour-long and two-hour-long video reports. And then starting September 1st, we're going to have a 30-minute show every night, new show It's going to cover a lot of information condensed down 7 p.m. Central. And that, of course, will debut at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've already got literally scores of cable and satellite networks wanting to pick it up. A lot of them want to just pick up the regular internet stream of PrisonPlanet.tv, and I've authorized some to do that, mainly in England and Europe, but some in the U.S. So we're developing all of that towards that point. But again, it's the PrisonPlanet.tv members that make all of that possible. Now, let me get into the mysterious report of the helicopter being shot down and a few days ago, and it being the highest number of U.S. forces ever killed in the close to 10-year action in Afghanistan to secure the $500 billion a year opium fields. And now they put it on Fox News, CNN, ABC News, that the troops give them the fertilizer, grow it, load it on trucks, and ship it out. You want me to play those news clips again? That's how dumb they think you are. But that's why they're there. Pat Tillman spoke out against it, and they had to take him out. They said Al-Qaeda killed him, and then later it was admitted the military killed him, and the head coroner said it was homicide. But again, the government's good for, I guess the football star had to die for the patriotism, because you're not patriotic if you don't bring narcotics in. Now, continuing here, and we've got a clip coming up in a little while. I know I made these predictions over and over again. We haven't been able to dig out the videos or audio yet, but I'm looking for listeners to do that. I'm sure it's in our email inbox, but InfoWars Ireland, our spinoff over there, did predict SEAL Team 6 demise, and the video is time-stamped, and I remember the article back on May 11th, and we have a link to that, and I'll be playing a clip of that a little bit later. But here's the issue. We know that the official bin Laden killing was a hoax. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who wrote the book on psychological warfare, or the Pentagon, and who was the Assistant Secretary of State back in 2002, laid out how bin Laden had died from Marfan's and kidney failure and had been treated by American doctors and the CIA. Later, that actually came out on CBS News, that he had been treated by American doctors before and after 9/11. I then had two other White House sources, because a lot of them lived here part-time when Bush was in office, tell me the same thing. And then separately, another source known by me very well talked to another White House source. And I'm on record. Those articles were written at the time in 2002. Those interviews were done. Now, the issue here that I'm getting at is, if the official story of Obama and the way they claim that they killed bin Laden is a fraud, then we have to look closely at SEAL Team 6 people dying. And I need to look at it with a little bit of a critical eye, you could say. Now let's just briefly review what happened. They released a Situation Room photo and said Obama was watching bin Laden be killed live on video cam connections with the SEALs. And you could see it was stage photos with Hillary's hand over her mouth and all the men acting tough. You could tell a stage photo. They later admitted it was a stage photo. They weren't watching it live. Then they claimed bin Laden was in a big shootout with him and used his wife as a shield. That wasn't true. Then they claimed they threw him in the ocean as his Islamic, he has cement shoes now. It went on and on and on, and the whole story was a fraud. Then eyewitnesses said the SEALs got on the helicopter and it blew up. Now, we predicted, stay with us, we'll break it down.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've got it. Mr. Smith coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look, when you study history, you know when something stinks to high heaven because you understand the modus operandi of the different organizations that are involved. You understand propaganda. And I know I predicted many, many times that they would kill large portions of SEAL Team 6 because it's already super secretive. They don't even know how many units are in it. Governments routinely flush soldiers down the toilet. They also do something called sheet dipping that's been declassified, where they stage the deaths of a lot of military who don't really die. They give them plastic surgery, change their ears, even get rid of their fingerprints or alter them so they can carry out clandestine operations. More than 4,000 U.S. troops died from 60 to 64 in Vietnam. And it's now been declassified that they would send letters home that they died in automobile accidents, helicopter crashes, plane crashes. Sometimes there'd be real plane crashes and they just tagged their names onto it. Other times they would just claim that they died in an accident in a warehouse. The pallet had fallen over on them. They would ship a sealed casket back home with a rotten body in it to somebody else, or you really would have died in combat. And I mean, there's all sorts of scrambling going on. And Dr. Pechenik and others that we've interviewed, you know, have broken down the fact that this is a complete hoax and a fraud. We've gone over that. Now, I have two military sources off air who I don't know but have been accurate in the past, and then another source who's called in on the show and has been very accurate, who told us that McChrystal was going to be stepping down from the scandal months and months before he did, all confirmed that reportedly SEALs were killed when the stealth helicopter, again, another example, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about, a lot of secrecy, when that big troop-carrying helicopter blew up. Now, Pakistani TV and eyewitnesses said that nobody was shooting at it. They got off, got back on, and it blew up on the ground. So we don't know if it really crashed by pilot error or if the helicopter failed or if it was shot at or if it blew up with a bomb on it. But you send the SEALs in to think they're killing bin Laden. There's CIA safe houses all over the area. That's now admitted. It's right by a Pakistani military base that the U.S. government admits they work closely with. This guy's hiding out in this thing. The whole story changes over and over again. I mean, do you really believe they threw him in the ocean and they admit he had a big firefight with folks and that wasn't true and Obama was watching it and that wasn't true and fake photos and the whole way it was rolled out as a PR stunt, as an election ploy? His approval rating went up. That's what we're dealing with here. And so then you get the biggest one-day loss of life in the close to 10 years of the Afghanistan war. They call it a conflict or kinetic action. And we're to believe that it's SEAL team, elements of SEAL Team 6, flying around on a National Guard helicopter. And I've got a lot of military contacts here. And I've been looking at a lot of the military sites, and they're not buying it. They're saying almost immediately after news of the crash began to spread, we were placed in a internet and phone blackout. That means communications with family, friends, and others back home is on real time, is prevented until further notice. The Chinook shot down belonged to a National Guard unit, which is causing people to whisper in astonishment because that's not used by them. Why were some of the most elite American military in such large numbers tooling around in a National Guard helicopter right over the capital city? Continuing, people were working at a military base in Kabul Airport, north of the city where the helicopter flew from, say the story hit the news too quickly. I was told it popped up on CNN way too fast. Yeah, within minutes, showing again it was a staged event. Now, we don't know if they were killing off some of the members that were part of SEAL Team 6 that were involved in the raid. Or were they people speaking out about the official story not being true? Or did they just tag on the SEALs as dead who really died when the helicopter crashed and blew up months and months ago during the OBL, Osama bin Laden raid? We don't know. We don't know. But just to believe them out of the gates, and to believe the biggest one-day loss of life in the whole, again, almost 10-year war would be SEAL Team 6. First, they said it wasn't SEAL Team 6. Then they said it was SEAL Team 6, and it was people that were involved in the bin Laden raid. Then they said it wasn't. A classic where they change the story a bunch to just confuse everybody. Then people say, well, the Taliban took credit. Ladies and gentlemen, I see AP articles all the time where they say there's a new bin Laden tape or a new bin Laden text. At the bottom, they say it came from a message board. And a day later, they admit it wasn't real. You know, they said that the Al-Qaeda did the shooting in Denmark. Excuse me, in Norway. With Breivik. Was it true? So, you see this over and over again. And the whole thing stinks to high heaven. That's my point. And it needs to be investigated. Now, here's a clip from the great folks that we've interviewed before. And they've just done great work. InfoWars Ireland, the article by Tony Cartolucci at InfoWars.com. You can go watch the full video where it's time-stamped back in May. And it goes on, InfoWars Ireland predicts SEAL Team 6 demise. Video is Declan O'Shea of InfoWars Ireland predicting the SEAL Team 6 members that raided the compound in Pakistan were not long for this world and would be liquidated to tie up loose ends. Now, I put a video out yesterday because I can't keep track of all my predictions. And I told you, I mean, over and over again, that they would either have a fake crash to cover up for those that died when reportedly the Pakistanis said there were dead bodies everywhere. the Pakistani military came and gathered him up and basically blackmailing the U.S. government with it. You saw that big diplomatic fight break out right after that happened. Or whether they were knocking out some of the other team that was speaking out about it being a fable. Dead men tell no tales. Now remember, Pat Tillman wrote letters home that he was going to come home and be anti-war and that he was angry about opium and all the rest of it. And people are like, oh, that's ridiculous. There's no opium being produced by our troops. Now, because they can't hide it, because the troops are speaking up, they just go, hide it in plain view. So they have the Marine Corps colonel come out and say, we give them the fertilizer, grow it, ship it out. Fox, CNN, ABC News. Just go to YouTube and type in U.S. troops growing opium in Afghanistan. You'll get BBC, just dozens and dozens of newscasts. Now, again, they killed Pat Tillman just to cover this up. And later it turned out they did kill him and they covered it up. So they'll kill their poster boy over this stuff. Of course they'll kill SEAL Team 6. Or maybe nobody even died on the helicopter. Or maybe it was some regular Army folks. They say some Afghans were on it. With this much lying, we don't know. But the fact that it's SEAL Team 6 is very suspicious. Let's go to this clip of InfoWars, Ireland, Declan O'Shea breaking it down.
4 years. I'm not quite sure that in the fairy tale story of a SEAL operation that whether they were ordered to go in and shoot to kill whatever individuals were in a so-called context in Ahrabad in Pakistan, whether those individuals are in the know or not. SEAL Team 6, if you are quite aware that Osama bin Laden, he couldn't have been, he's dead for 9 or 10 years, that he wasn't there, and you were briefed to keep your mouth shut or whatever, well, I highly advise you to enjoy your lives and go out to the local pub in Coronado and be nice to your family and to your loved ones and party when you can, because you're dead meat very soon, if you're aware of that. Quite possibly you went in and there were three possible scenarios that you were briefed that indeed Osama bin Laden is there, and perhaps they had a double or whatever, somebody was shot. You might think that you shot Osama bin Laden. You did not. And it's highly...
All right, well, there you go. And again, I know I made all those predictions as well. If folks would dig those up, that always is good for the sheeple to see that. And this stuff's not hard to predict once you know the pathology of the globalists. Remember, just in last month, I said they're going to raise the debt limit, then they're going to get rid of the AAA rating, and that'll just be the beginning of dollar devaluation, and then they're going to blame the Tea Party. Well, the White House is doing that today. Now, I'm going to come back in the next hour, go directly to your calls. Well, I've gone to all 13 or 14 that are on the board, from Ben to Vincent, from George to Ryan. We'll get to everybody. Linda, you name it, we're going to get to everybody. That's coming up just immediately when we start the next hour, call after call. Then I'm getting more into the economy and other areas. But remember Private Jessica Lynch. Turned out she hid. She wasn't a hero, but they wanted to promote that to get women in the military. When members of her unit that survived began to speak out who were the heroes, they killed 5 of them in 1 week inside the U.S. In one case in Phoenix, the guy was cooking food in his backyard at a barbecue, a guy in a black uniform with a black mask popped up, double tapped him in the head. So, and then she later came out and said, look, it's all fake. Because, by the way, we put the announcement out. We told her, go public or they're going to kill you. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.